Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. Every year, every team at this time of year has a wish list, something they would need in the NFL, right? All teams need something. Well, Sully's going to play our little big four-headed Santa Claus, and we're going to talk about that wish list right now.
Yes, I'm interested to see if you agree with these or not. So this is from Mark Sessler at NFL.com.
Who?
Mark Sessler, he's an NFL writer.
Never heard
around
of
the NFL writer.
Sure.
My wish list for the 2019 season, and he highlights about 10 things here he wants to see happen. Tell me if you agree with these or not, if you'd like to see these things happen.
Yeah.
First, a down-to-the-wire drama in the AFC East. The least competitive division in sports has operated for most of the past two decades as a long-running stage act starring the Patriots. But this year, it'll be down to the wire. I want to see some drama.
You know what's interesting? I think it all hinges on one player. It's not Tom Brady. If this is going to happen, if Josh Allen can take a major step forward, and Sully, I'm not breaking your balls. I know that's your boy. I don't care about the preseason, but when you're a quarterback and you can't throw it in the ocean, I'm a little concerned. I mean, Daniel Jones went 5 for 5. These are base vanilla coverages, very few blitzes. For Josh Allen to go out and just, you know, go 2 for 7, Mike, he's got to become a more accurate passer. The defense is there for the Bills.
Yep.
The game plan of having a power running attack, it's there. They upgraded the receivers with Cole Beasley and John Brown. It's, Mike, if he takes the step forward, Buffalo could be that team. And David just spit at me. Unbelievable.
Next on the wish list, I think this one's right up your alley. Tell me if you'd like to see this. More in-season philosophical shifts like last year's Ravens team.
Yeah.
Baltimore's flip from Joe Flacco to Lamar Jackson paved the way for one of the most intriguing transformations and storylines of last season. We need to see more of this in the NFL.
And you know what's interesting? Just a side note to that. Have you seen the reports that essentially they are going to run Oklahoma's offense? That last year, by necessity, they turned into this read option, ground and pound. It was almost like 1970s football. Now, full integration, full offseason, this thing's going to look way more attacking while being based in a power running game. I'm fascinated to see what the Ravens do. And look, Lamar is not that dissimilar to Josh Allen, outside of the fact that Lamar has Michael Vick's playmaking ability with his feet. As far as the mid-season philosophical shifts, I mean, look, you saw a little bit of it with the Vikings last year. They fired Joe DiFilippo because he refused to run the ball. Then they hired Stefanski, and boom, away we go. We're running the ball. Yeah, Mike, I could go with that, but you also have to have some of the personnel to do it. Part of it is going to be the demand placed upon you to change, and then part of it is, do I have the ingredients in the cupboard?
We might lose to the Browns!
Next on the wish list. I love this one. Nick Foles keeps the magic carpet ride alive in Jacksonville.
No desire for it. I hope Nick Foles is out of football. I can't stand it anymore. David, I've had it. He had a magical run. And that's it.
Big Nick. Love
But here's what I'll tell you. His presence alone should greatly improve their offense because they have been operating in the absence of even acceptable average NFL quarterback play. Foles there upgrades Fournette, It upgrades the O-line. It upgrades the young developing receiving core with guys like D.D. Westbrook and Marquise Lee, etc. Yes, he will make them better, but I don't think their defense will ever regain its status from 2 years ago where they scored 8 defensive touchdowns.
Who wants pizza?
On the flip side, Carson Wentz will win over Philly for good.
Absolutely. And you know what the best part is? It'll be essentially Carson Wentz breaking his foot off in Hatchett's ass for all of the slander and negativity. Carson Wentz is an MVP caliber quarterback, and they made their choice and they went with him. And this kid, if not for that injury, he was having an MVP year. I think this is the year he takes command. He's in the MVP discussion again, and the Eagles are one of the preeminent teams in the NFC.
Finito.
Is Pat Shurmur fired yet?
He is not, but the next on the wish list, Revolution in the Desert. Says, I root for any team that makes preseason games almost must-watch television.
Yeah.
The Cardinals have morphed from the most boring club in football to a total fascinating one.
They are. And look, in 1 year, over a two-year span, look at what they're doing offensively. They go out and they get Kyler Murray. They draft Andy Isabella. They draft Akeem Butler. They draft Christian Kirk. They draft Keyshawn Johnson. You know, they go out, they get Ricky Seals-Jones, a developmental player at the tight end spot. Like, Mike, they are just dropping weapons everywhere. And you're right. They're going to play a style that's either really going to work or it's going to result in Cliff Kingsbury being fired in October of 2020. I don't think there's a middle ground. But I'm fascinated to watch it because they took a chance that very few organizations would take.
Double box.
How about this next one? Simply put, Josh Rosen revenge. He'll get revenge on the Cardinals for trading him. He's going to be really, really good in Miami, basically, is what it's saying.
I hope that happens because I like Josh Rosen. I think he got a raw deal in Arizona, but the problem is there's no infrastructure in Miami. My God, they just fired their offensive line coach a week into training camp. What? I hope you're right. I don't see a pathway to how that happens. That team is dreadful.
And last one, this is a topic that seems to be talked about a lot, obviously.
Dave Gettleman is Satan.
No, Giants went on here. But with Cleveland, essentially that the Browns have finally arrived and will be one of the most fun teams to watch this year.
Believe it when I see it. You know, look, here's the one thing. I don't get on the media train of ripping the excitement, ripping the antics, ripping always being in the news. I'm not going to do that until they start losing. If you're going to act the way they act, you better win. And I think they will. But I don't think this is the year they go 12-4 and go to a Super Bowl. I think their goal should be a wild card playoff spot. Because it is not easy to add all the personalities that they are adding with a young quarterback, even though Baker Mayfield is the closest thing I've ever seen to the Lord himself. It's asking an awful lot. Oh, and a rookie head coach. But look, if they can handle this and they can all rally up the right way, A, it's a credit to Baker Mayfield, but B, that's when David should get scared.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.